This is AP News Minute. Senate Democrats are planning to pull a rare all-nighter as they try to convince President Bush and Senate Republicans to change course in Iraq and bring troops home this fall. Michigan Democrat Carl Levin says Iraqi leaders need to start leading. At least 12 people are dead, 40 injured in Pakistan after a suicide bomber blew himself up in the middle of a crowded political rally. The crowd had gathered in Islamabad to support Pakistan's suspended Chief Justice. Decorated Vietnam War veteran and former Colorado developer Jim Nicholson says he's resigning as Chief of Veterans Affairs, and he plans to return to the private sector. Nicholson was the official who was forced to explain how personal data of millions of veterans and active service members was stolen. Toxicology tests have revealed steroids and other prescription drugs were found in the body of pro wrestler Chris Benoit. Doctors say the level of testosterone in Benoit was high, and prescription drugs were also found in the bodies of his wife and 7-year-old son. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.